Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your inspiration this day. It's a new day. We look into the mirror of the Word, Lord, and thank you for your Holy Spirit that opens up the Word to us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can be inspired, be enlightened, and be motivated to enlighten and motivate others in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, precious disciples. The readings is Galatians 6 and the last two verses.
From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here we can see Paul says that let no one trouble him. It's evident he bears the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this chapter, we can just go a bit back up there and that. He says, you know, if I was preaching the gospel the Jews preach, then why would I be persecuted? So the marks is there. People think the marks is that which he bears on his body. He bears the sign of the whippings he's gone through. He bears a sign of the being stoned, actually stoned dead, and he got back up and then carried on preaching the gospel. So it was persecution, and for the sake of the gospel, because of his stand. But where was that coming from? That was coming from the Lord, who knocked him off his horse, changed his life, transformed him, and now as a poster boy of the new creation, poster boy of even the apostles, he was an example to, and he's our example of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's our example as well. And so the marks is his dedication and the circumcision of his heart, and what he was yearning and being inspired by is what his life was filled with. That's what you saw. You saw what God was doing in his life by his dedication in his words. So his life portrayed the gospel. And that word there, guys, I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know the devil is a copycat. Now, what do you think the mark of the beast is? It's the same word there, guys. The marks of the Lord Jesus Christ and the mark of the beast. When we look at Psalm 2, we see the kings of this fallen world. And their rulers, they come against the Lord. They come against the gospel. They come against the truth. So when you conform into this world, you are taking hold of the marks of the beast. Why are they a beast? Because they're not the body and they're not in the vine. They're in tune with Satan. They're in tune with Satan's agenda, where we in the vine are in tune with God's agenda. So the marks, the life, the words we demonstrate is proof of who has our heart, who has taken hold of our life, who governs our lives, and where the man of the world, conforming to this world, is an adulterer to Jesus. And so they partaking of the marks of the beast. They partaking of that which the devil desires. So we can see, yes, so there is so much deception out there, and we can go into it from morning, noon to night, but we don't do that. We draw close. We are people that has given our lives to the Lord. And because we've given our life to the Lord, we now partake of that name, that story, that place in the heart of God in Christ Jesus that's made available for us. So that is the life we demonstrate. And those are the evidence of the Lordship of Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son in our life. Amen. So just know the opposite is just falling for the devil's lies and being conformed to the world and being deceived and then on the highway to hell. So we've come through the narrow gates, been born again, and therefore we bear the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.